Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Hear it from the doctor with expert guests from the American Academy of Pediatrics. It's Healthy Children. Now, our favorite mom, Melanie Cole, MS.
There are significant concerns that have been raised about the safety and benefits of codeine-containing medications for children, but some ERs, when children are in pain, are still prescribing codeine-based medications. Is this safe? Is it something you should be concerned about for your children? My guest is Dr. Kathleen Neville. She's board-certified in pediatrics, pediatric hematology, oncology, and clinical pharmacology. That's a lot to say. Welcome to the show, Dr. Neville. So tell us about codeine in medications. It's been around a long time, but just now we're sort of starting to see these concerns. Tell us about it.
Yes, thank you so much, Melanie. It has been around for quite a long time, but as you know, medicine has gotten more sophisticated, so we're better able to figure out how different patients metabolize different medicines. And to your first questions, I think it is concerning that it is still used, and I think you bring up a very good point that it is still used because it is such an old drug, and it has been around forever. So I think some practitioners feel very comfortable with it and have used it for years and years, so continue to use it.
So it's kind of just old habits die hard. So doctors are prescribing it because, you know, it's been around for so long and it controls the pain in adults. But there's a new study that says, and as you pointed out, about children metabolizing things differently. Is it not working for them? If our children are in the ER in pain with a broken leg or any other reason, and they're given Tylenol 3 or something with codeine in it, is it not really working for the pain? And then what do we look for?
And therein lies the issue, because for some children, it may not work for the pain, and for some children, it may work, quote-unquote, too well and actually be dangerous. And there is a wide variation between, both in adults and children, between people in how this drug is metabolized. So codeine itself is actually not the active drug. Codeine is metabolized by your body to morphine, and how much codeine is metabolized to morphine is what varies. So it can be worse than just not being effective, although that's bad enough. It can be dangerous.
Well, and I'm one of those mothers who says, Dr. Neville, in the emergency room, God forbid, my child's allergic to morphine because my mother was, and I have an allergy. I don't know that they are, but I just tell them that they are. As parents, do we advocate for our children? Do we question the doctor's use of this? Do we ask them if there's another pain management, something that they can use?
I think you absolutely do, because there are other alternatives. And it's funny you should bring up the allergy to morphine. Often with any of these narcotic-type pain medicines, you can have flushing, you can have itchiness. So this can be mistaken for an allergy. And it's interesting, because if you are allergic to morphine, then if you think about it, codeine is metabolized to morphine, so you theoretically should have a reaction to codeine as well. And there are enough other agents out there for children that have been studied in children and that are good analgesic drugs and are, in my opinion, safer. So I think parents absolutely should advocate for their children. And, you know, I can speak for myself. If it was my child, I would not have my child get codeine.
So give us the words to use to the physician so that it would not be offensive. You know, you're a physician, and parents, we don't want to offend the doctor that is taking care of our child. What can we say to them? But also, give us the names of some ones that you feel are safe.
So what I probably would say as a parent is, you know, I've read in magazines and on the internet that codeine can be either not effective or unsafe for my child, and I know that the American Academy of Pediatrics has warned about its potential dangers, and I would prefer another pain medicine for my child. And most doctors I practice with, first of all, probably don't use codeine, but would say, okay, I think parents have a right to be advocates for their children. There are plenty of other medicines out there for pain. Obviously, there's morphine out there. There's hydrocodone in combination with Tylenol out there. There's another medicine called oxycodone out there. And in fact, I can tell you, as you know from the article, even the World Health Organization has taken codeine off of what they call their analgesic ladder. So they have different categories for different intensities of pain. And this is published and it's on the internet. So if parents wanted to look up the WHO, so World Health Organization pain ladder, they could. But it gives you some other suggestions for medications as well. But there are plenty of narcotics, that's what they're called, they're all cousins, of medications out there that can be used. And just to bring up the other ideas, people often also use codeine for cough. And again, there are the same issues with the drug, that it absolutely can be unsafe for your child. And there's been recent studies that show that other things may be as or more effective, including simple things like honey and humidified air. And sort of, you know, it's hard when you're a parent and awake all night with your child coughing, but honey, if your child is more than a year of age, is much safer than codeine and can give you the same relief.
That's great advice. So you can give your child, if they're over a year old, a spoonful of honey, and that will help them with the cough and certainly also with the sore throat.
Yep, it will soothe their throat, and some humidified air in their bedroom. And, you know, my suggestion would be stay away from codeine and stay away from a lot of the over-the-counter cough and cold medicines, because they don't work either.
So what can we buy over-the-counter for pain that are safe and effective? We mentioned honey. You don't love the, you know, cough and cold medications that are available over the counter. I mean, what is Motrin, Advil, ibuprofen, Tylenol, those kind of things?
Those kind of things for mild. So we're talking about pain again, not cough. So for mild pain, those kind of things are fine. And, you know, dosing is on the label and they're, you know, safe to use as directed in children. They're equally effective for fever. For cough, unfortunately, I wouldn't say anything over-the-counter that's sold for cough is really that effective.
Well, so and parents,
think, you know, when you talk about codeine, I think of it in two different ways, the way it's prescribed in the ER. So one would be for a child with pain, and one would be for a child with cough. And so for pain, there are plenty of other alternatives, both for mild pain over the counter and for more moderate to severe pain from your doctor or from the ER. And I would encourage parents, if there's questions, these are the very things you want to talk to your pediatrician about. And then
so
for cough,
please, Dr. Neville, in the last minute, we only just have a minute left. If you would, please wrap it up for us about codeine and kids, the dangers of this medication, it's still being used, and what parents should say to the physician in the ER if they are getting prescribed codeine. First of all, we have to remember as parents to find out what they're being given, to say, what
exactly
is it you're giving my child right there? And then now wrap it up for us, please, if you would.
And often parents, often physicians use trade names, find out what it is. And the bottom line is, please don't give my child codeine. My child should not get codeine. That would be my bottom line.
Okay, so parents, you just heard it here from the experts from the American Academy of Pediatrics. If you're in the emergency room with your child, be sure and advocate for your child. You are the best advocate. Don't be afraid to ask the doctor, what are you giving my child for their pain? And if it's a medication containing codeine, you can say that the American Academy of Pediatrics advises against the use of codeine in kids. What else do you have to offer for their pain? And of course, for coughs and colds and things, you can try honey. And stay away from some of those over-the-counter cough and cold medications, because they really don't work. And believe me, they can keep your kids up all night by mistake. This is Melanie Cole. You're listening to Healthy Children right here on Radio MD. Stay well.